Hot 105, there's going to be a presentation to help businesses impacted by COVID-19. And with us from the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, Eric Knowles, how are you today?
Rodney, I'm great.
And also with us from the campus of St. Thomas University, Professor Todd Clark, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rodney, and it's a pleasure to meet you. And I thank you for having me on the radio this morning to talk about this wonderful opportunity.
And this wonderful opportunity is assistance for businesses that have been impacted by COVID-19 and a chance to get that PPE loan turned into a grant.
That's absolutely right, Rodney, and we're partnering with the Chamber, and we're just really excited to talk.
Well, Rodney, with St. Thomas, is they have a grant program, $100,000 that they're providing small grants to businesses during this pandemic. On Wednesday, we're going to get together, meet at St. Thomas University to talk about preparing for paying back the PPP or making sure that you put everything in place so that that PPP loan can become a grant.
For Miami-Dade County, what we're trying to do for the community is twofold. The first thing, get information out to our businesses, especially our minority-owned businesses that are serving underserved populations. There's an informational component on Wednesday from 10 to 11:30 a.m. live at the St. Thomas University Gus Machado School of Business, and there's also a Zoom link. I'm going to talk about success in the context of COVID. How do we move from struggle to prosperity? What are some of the innovative tactics and techniques that businesses can use to take advantage of the opportunities that are available in the market? We have a person named Professor Felicia Branch. She's a JD, an LLM, and CPA, and she's going to talk about some of the tax consequences of receiving grant money and the PPP. How would that impact the small businesses' taxes in 2021 when they go to file in 2021? And then Althea Harris and Eric Knowles, they're going to talk about some available monies that people have yet to take advantage of, about restaurants having an opportunity to possibly get up to $30,000 in grant money, and people aren't applying for it. And we believe it's because people don't know. So the first thing we want to do is get information to the public. The second component is we have up to $100,000 to give away. We're giving micro grants up to $5,000 for each small business based upon their needs. What they're able to do is get reimbursed for COVID-related expenses that they've already incurred or COVID-related expenses that they will incur by the end of the year. If they can submit those receipts, we're going to reimburse them for up to $5,000. So that's what we're doing here, Rodney.
And this will be an in-person meeting as well as online.
Live at the St. Thomas University Auditorium at the Gus Machado School of Business. That's at St. Thomas University, 16401 Northwest 37th Avenue in Miami Gardens. And you can also attend the informational session virtually, and that's www.stu.edu/PDQ event. And if you're interested in the money, the grant application, apply for the grant online at www.stu.edu/PDQ/grant-application. To reach me, 305-623-2306. 305-623-2306. Or you have any questions, you can reach me at tjclark@stu.edu.
Mr. Knowles, if people want to contact you for more information at the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, your contact number?
305-751-8648. 305-751-8648.
Much success Wednesday, December 9th at 10 a.m. The $100,000 grant from St. Thomas University for small business impacted by COVID-19, and great information about the PPE loan program turning into a grant. From the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, we have Eric Knowles, and from St. Thomas University, we have Dr. Todd Clark. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you,
Rodney. Thank you so much, Rodney.